T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson from Animal General, LaSalle Plaza Cranberry. How are you doing, Doc?
I'm doing real well. How about yourself, Larry?
Good. This is coming up on your busy season because you go around the country and sometimes around the world to do talks. What do you talk about most of the time?
Well, for me, stem cells. That's what they invite me to speak about, and that's what I love talking about. I'm extremely passionate. And as you know, we get stem cells from fat and dogs and people. And now there's some techniques where we can get stem cells from blood as well. And it's just fun. It's, you know, we're constantly learning. I've been speaking about 10 years on stem cells and just keep learning more and more every week.
And you were the one really that tipped a lot of people off to the progress of this technology that has obviously moved more and more onto the human side for applications, that's working in many cases, life-changing medical technology.
Life-changing is right. And I was interested in stem cells since 2000. And you remember I had that Saturday morning radio program, and that first 7 minutes was mine to talk about what I was interested in. And honestly, I never thought I would be seeing stem cells in my lifetime. I thought maybe my kids would, you know, see them. But boy, I'll tell you, what a life-changing thing. And it's taken a lot of veterinarians that were ready to retire, and I was not in that group, but there were a lot of veterinarians ready to retire. When they learned about stem cells, they said, told me that they felt like they were starting over again, and they're excited.
And that is, what would be the most practical application that you know of now in human beings?
Osteoarthritis, so pain from arthritis, and even rheumatoid arthritis is going through FDA trials right now. They're in the phase 3, the final phase, and I'm telling you, it works. It just works, and it doesn't work in every individual, but it works in most individuals, and it's really, really neat. What the pharmaceutical companies are doing is they're trying to put stem cells in a vial so that you don't have to have your fat extracted or you don't have to have your blood taken, and they can use them for different conditions. That's a ways down the road. Maybe that's going to be another few years, but taking your own stem cells now and using them is really, really a good thing for a lot of diseases, really. But it still needs more research. Even after a decade, there, you know, more research needs to be done.
All right, let's get to some of our audience questions for you. Deb and Paul in West Mifflin. Dear Dr. Mike, our 10-year-old dachshund needs a dental badly. His breath is horrible. Is there any way it can be done without anesthesia? We want to clean his mouth and teeth, but worried he's too old for anesthesia.
So you know how many, or you know, how much a lot of people hate having their teeth worked with. Well, dogs, they're not going to hold still. And trying to do an anesthesia-free dog teeth cleaning, it's not even a true teeth cleaning because you can't get up under the gum lines and get out where all the bacteria like to live and do a complete cleaning. So, no, they generally do need the anesthesia, but with a thorough physical and some good blood work, anesthesia today is incredibly safe. There can be, you know, accidents, of course, and allergic reactions, that kind of thing, but that's extremely rare. And I think a good, you know, exam with your veterinarian and they can come up with a good plan for your dog. But to do a thorough teeth cleaning, it takes about 45 minutes, even if there's not a tooth extraction. And a lot of times older dogs need some teeth pulled out because, you know, the roots are rotten. So I recommend having it done with anesthesia, and every individual is different, so it has to be an individual workup.
All right, Jerry in Bradford Woods. Our dog is notorious for chasing and unfortunately killing rabbits. Do we have to worry about any specific diseases?
You know, I had people, that's a good question. I had people that have come in and brought in papers on tularemia, which is a bacterial infection that can be transmitted by rabbits and by ticks, actually. And then everybody's heard of the plague transmitted by fleas. I mean, the rat flea, that bubonic plague. But we have the plague out in western United States right now. It's transmitted by ticks out in Los Angeles area. But in this area, luckily, tularemia is not that common. You know, I guess they have it up in Martha's Vineyard, but mostly it's in, you know, the southern United States, south central United States, not around us. So I worry more about parasites that they get from rabbits and you know, just have them checked. And I always say, you know, take a fecal in when you go into your vet, and that's always a good checkup to make sure they're not picking up parasites, especially if they're killing and maybe eating the rabbits.
Yeah, now I'm curious. There are a lot of leash laws in many communities so that the dogs wouldn't be running around wild to chase necessarily rabbits unless they had a big fenced-in area.
That's exactly right. Out in the country, though, like where I live, we have these invisible fences, and sometimes the rabbits venture out in the yard. My dogs look at them. But I know every time I have a new dog in the house and you have to train them, you know, part of that training is getting them to sit and stay. And that's a challenge with some dogs. So,
that's funny,
but I always tell people, go on to YouTube and learn a way to get your dog to sit and stay. It can be done.
Well, here's a good one to end today's session. Stu and Kelly and Claire, and our cat is meowing a lot, then hiding from us. We think he's eating, but with three cats, it's hard to know for sure. We also can't tell if he's using the litter because we have three litter boxes. Do you have any suggestions? We're worried. It sounds like the cat's messing with him.
Meowing, taking off. Yeah, I want some attention. Well, you know, these kinds of things, when they're hiding in a cat that's usually friendly and out with you, I always think there's something up. And so I would say, you know, round that cat up, put it in a carrier and get into your vet, because this time of year we see a lot of things like feline urologic syndrome, which means male cats especially can have trouble going to the bathroom urinating, and they can get some, you know, gravel, if you will, and we call it sand, like gravel, plugged in the urethra where they have trouble going to the bathroom, and then they start meowing, it hurts, and they may start hiding, and that can lead to a very serious emergency. So there's a lot of things it could be, and when they're hiding, I usually say it's time to see the vet. Something's usually up. Cats don't like to be bothered when they hurt.
Well, you can go to drmikehutchinson.com. Great podcasts available at your fingertips. AnimalGeneral.net, and we always have a link at KDKRadio.com. Well, safe travels in your speeches, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.